Welcome back to Sunday Morning. I'm your host, Mimi Lawson. I have all kinds of ladies in the studio with me today. In fact, I might even let you guys introduce yourselves.
Hi, this is Michelle, and I am the director for Dentistry from the Heart.
And you have your assistant with you.
Hi, I'm Diana Angulo, Dentistry from the Heart also.
And we're going to explain what Dentistry from the Heart is in just a second.
I'm Catherine, and I'm over at Clement Family Dental, and we're going to be hosting Dentistry from the Heart at our office on Friday.
And Dr. Beth Clement from Clement Family Dental is also with us. You're a doctor, but you're not a dentist, you told me.
Right. Dentistry from the Heart is an event that we have volunteered with for many years, mm-hmm. and we have been hosting it for the last 3 years at our dental office.
Dentistry from the Heart is what?
Dentistry from the Heart is a nonprofit organization that helps providers, meaning dentists, do free dental services in their own practice. So basically, they register with us and they do kind of volunteer their office, their staff, and recruit other doctors to actually volunteer.
And you set up this event once a year? It don't just happen once a year?
Dr. Monticello, founder of Dentistry from the Heart, does it once a year.
Right.
But we have over 300 events everywhere.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. We just added Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow.
So now we are 50 states. We do Australia, New Zealand. We're big in Canada. We mm-hmm. do a lot of events in Canada. And so happens that Dr. Clemens does his in St. Pete. And that's the closest ones to us in
Iguarici.
Right.
Well, I think that's what it was. I talked to Dr. Monticello about the one that was at your dentistry office, Dr. Beth. We started talking about this before we got on the air about dentistry. And I know a lot of health plans don't cover dentistry. But I don't think that people realize how important good dental health is. How many people die from bad dental health, and what is it really related to? It's not just your teeth falling out. You're not going to die just because you lost a tooth.
You know, they've done a lot of studies that say that the overall health of the mouth, the oral health, does connect with things like heart health.
Mm-hmm.
And then certain health conditions and certain medications can contribute to negative oral health, like people, certain medications, they may have dry mouth.
Mm-hmm.
People that have diabetes have a greater need for good oral health and more upkeep. And so because of that, dentistry is an important area not to neglect. And there are so many people out there that aren't able to get good, to make a dental appointment. You know, funds are tight for them, their family situations. And those of us in the dental field wanted to be able to reach out to help those people that aren't able to get those services. And so on the day of Dentistry from the Heart, we make it available that they can choose. And this is something throughout the entire Dentistry from the Heart organization, the offices will make that allow the participants to choose one service. They can choose a cleaning, mm-hmm. an extraction, or a filling. And it's one service. And the reason it's one service is because we want to be able to serve as many people as possible.
Sure.
And when we started volunteering at Dr. Monticello's office up in Newport Richey, we would get there very early in the morning. We had to leave at the crack of dawn.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
there were people that had lined up.
That's what I heard.
From the day before.
That's what I heard.
And they brought their chairs, they bought their blankets, and yes,
they do. They camp.
And they make it a party.
They make it a party, and of course, we make it a party.
Right.
One thing that I wanted to mention is that there's really not a lot of help for adults for dentistry.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of help for children.
Right.
There's Gift Gives a Smile, but really nothing for adults. They do have some type of insurance that don't cover what they really need.
Well, and that's what I said. I'm
yes.
surprised by that because,
yes.
you know, I happen to have, unfortunately, some very personal experience with this. I was telling you guys, I had a friend who went in and had issues with his teeth, and the guy wanted to pull all of his teeth. Fortunately, he came to me and said, this is what this guy wants to do. But as you can explain, the quickest way to a heart attack, what happens is that goes right into the bloodstream, isn't it? That
Absolutely.
Your teeth are connected
yes.
right into your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
An infection can get in there very easily.
Yes. You will be surprised the amount of people that we have. We have repeat offenders. We have the same people coming year after year.
Mm-hmm.
They become your friend. We take a lot of pictures. We make sure that they're comfortable. We usually do it at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
February 5th is going to be our Dentistry from the Heart event. We start registering people at 4 a.m. Because they were there actually the night before. So
mm-hmm.
I want to start registration really soon. When patients do call our office, like Dr. Clemens, we have a lot of people from St. Pete. I also direct them to call the office because every registration is different
mm-hmm.
and try to talk to them about the importance of what they need to have the priority, because most of these patients need more multiple procedures,
right?
You know, and they have to pick one because we really want to see everybody,
right?
Over at Clement Family Dental in St. Pete on 38th Avenue near Tyrone Boulevard.
And when is this happening?
So it is going to be Friday, October 23rd. We definitely want people to get there as early as possible for registration. Our doors are going to open at 8 o'clock and we'll take people as they come, first serve. So registration will be before 8 o'clock.
And you, like we said, have done this for years and years and years. And you say you have a lot of people coming back. Mm-hmm. Is the reason partly because we are not covering dental services by insurance the way we should be? Or is it just that people don't realize how important, until they start losing all their teeth, how that their dental health affects the rest of their health?
I would say it's a little bit of both. Patients that do come over and over are patients that they don't have the fund to actually do dentistry.
Right.
Like Dr. Clement said, we only do three procedures. You know, I emphasize that they know exactly what they want, because they're not dentists. They're not going to tell me I need a root canal. You know what I'm saying?
Because they don't know.
But I try to say this is the better route. I mean, so that's why we start so early, because it is time consuming. I want to take that time with the patient and also explain to them how important. It's free. Let's just get it done. We try to accommodate everybody.
And can you talk to the fact that dentistry, as far as even replacing a tooth, one tooth can be $1,000.
It could be a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is dentistry so expensive? Is it because there is so much risk involved in it?
I don't think it's about risk. It's, I think about the lab cost and the materials that nowadays that they use.
Right.
Especially if somebody wants to do an implant.
Right.
Some doctors are specialized in doing that, or they have to refer the patient out. It depends. And it is costly. Not everybody has $3,000 just to replace one tooth.
That's one of the things that's so wonderful about Dentistry from the Heart, is we do include the preventative service of a cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one of the things about dentistry and keeping up with it, is that when you keep up with the preventive service of getting your teeth cleaned, is you can help avoid the more extensive services that are caused from delay. And the patients that we've seen over the years, there are many people that they were just, you know, between jobs, or they just didn't have insurance, or they had the day off from work and they wanted to come in and get a cleaning, or they knew that they needed a filling in a tooth and they had that. And so we get a wide range of patients from all walks of life. And you know, it's the best day of our year.
It is.
You know, it's just the best day, because it's fun and it's a great opportunity to give back. And one of the things is that there are missionary trips for dentistry where you go to foreign countries, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like Doctors Without Borders.
Like Haiti and Guatemala and places like that. And this is a day where we get to do that in our own city. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said before, we went for several years up to Newport Richey to volunteer at Dr. Monticello's office, but there was no facility in South County that was doing it, and we decided to pick that up 3 years ago because, you know, for a lot of people to drive 45 minutes to an hour wasn't feasible on a day, and there's just so many people that aren't served, and that's why we want to tell people about it, so that they won't find out about it afterwards and find, oh, I wish I had known.
People who don't have that experience of volunteering or giving back, I think sometimes people think, well, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to get paid for it, and they don't understand what you get back.
I am going to tell you, we have some situations like that, because, like I said, we have over 300 events, and doctors are concerning about that. And I said, let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let them volunteer. I guarantee you at the end of the day, they're going to thank you. And most of the time, that's what happens.
Right. Because I don't think people understand really
they
how
really
good it
don't.
Does.
Yes.
It feels so good to give back. It really
it does.
We want you to register before the whole event starts. And the event is this coming Friday.
Everybody is different. And that's why I like to let the patients call the office that is doing the event.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for instance, Dr. Monticello, we open registration at 4 a.m. But then again, we see 300 plus patients do have to register before they get treated.
Okay, so Catherine, can you speak to that?
Yes, so we're going to be looking at on-site registration the day of. We definitely encourage them to arrive there. We'll have a line, you know, set out for them outside. So if they need to bring, you know, chairs, or, you know, if it's going to be cold outside, bring a jacket, maybe some bottles of water, things like that. We'll start the on-site registration. We've only been doing this. This is our third year. Dr. Monticello has been doing it for, I think, 15. Is
this
that right?
This is going to be his 15th year.
So right. We are working on getting that following, but we don't have it just yet. More power to you at the 4 a.m. if you guys want to come on out and hang out with us. We're going to probably start that registration around 7:15, 7:30, but we do recommend people get there early to get their spots.
So there's no way, Catherine, for them to call the office before this happens. You want them to register the very day of the event, which is Friday.
Yes. The reason for that is that way they get their place in line, they get their number or like their ticket so that we can make sure that they're being seen that day in the order that they come.
Does it ever happen that there are more people than you can serve?
It hasn't happened yet.
Oh, good.
It did happen to us, but we always finish the last patient.
Let's give the address again where this particular event is going to happen.
Yes. So it is 7650 38th Avenue North. So we're on 38th Avenue between 66th Street and Tyrone Boulevard.
In St. Petersburg.
In St. Petersburg.
Make sure you bring your friends, your family, your coworker. Even if you have insurance, I know there's some things are not covered. We don't ask any questions. Just show up. We will see you. It is 18 and over.
I was just going to ask
you
that.
Yes, yeah. It is 18 and over. So make sure that you ask the right questions. You have three choices. Cleaning or extraction or filling. Mm-hmm. If you're not sure, please ask, but we will see you.
We also ask for some additional, for them to bring a state ID and any medications that they're currently taking.
And if they have been involved in this, they've had this done before, they're still available
yeah.
to do
oh,
it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if they haven't, don't be concerned about it.
Yeah, don't be concerned. I have patients that call me all the time. If they're in Hillsborough County, can they please go to St. Pete?
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. If there is a way for you to get to that office, please do so. I mean, you will have something done, mm-hmm. definitely, and it's at no charge. So
right.
please, all those listeners, is a free event.
Right.
It's called Dentistry from the Heart.
Now, you said that you do this up in Newport Richey. Are you planning an event that's upcoming in Newport Richey again as well?
Yes.
When
it's
going to
be February the 5th.
Okay.
We're planning to see 300 plus again. We're going to have a lot of volunteers. So Dr. Monticello wants to do this one very big.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on it right now.
Okay.
We kind of prepare months in advance for that.
You gave me a book when you walked in here
yes.
about dentistry, which I'm very excited to look at. But this is how important this really is, that you gave me all kinds of information. And mm-hmm. I want to be able to make that information available to other people. Can other people access this by website, or how would they find out what
well,
I have been able?
Well, they can always call the office.
Okay.
If you go to dentistryfromtheheart.org, all our information is in there, especially our email. You can always email me. You'll be surprised the amount of people that do call. So I can't call everybody back, but I do email you back.
Okay.
If you want some information about the book, I'd be more than happy to send you one if you want to.
Awesome.
It talks about how he started back in 2001, how giving back, it was so rewarding for him. And he wanted to share that. So it's a good chapter in that book.
So it's not just about dentistry. It's about really the community of
it's
helping
about
each
back.
Other.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Give us the website and, if you don't mind, the phone number as well.
Sure. Okay, the website is dentistryfromtheheart.org, mm-hmm. and our phone number is 727-849-2002. For those who want to know if there's an event near them, there
right.
is an event calendar on our website.
Awesome.
Most of our events are on the weekends, but there's some that is during the week, but I always direct everybody to go and look at the website.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys coming in here. When
Thank
I
you.
First heard about this a couple years ago and I talked to Dr. Monticello about it, I was just amazed. I thought, what a great idea, because I think that a lot of people feel this way in this country, that we do reach out to other countries and do these kinds of things, and we should. There's, mm-hmm. you know, that we don't
the
do
help
it enough.
Is here.
Right.
The
that
help
right
is
in your
here.
Backyard, that we should be helping out people that are our neighbors in our own community.
He will be more than happy to, you know, answer any questions, and he's always available on the day of the event. I will try my best to be at Dr. Clemens' event.
yeah, we'd love to have you.
We have so many, because Deanna and I are the only ones who work for Dentistry from the Heart. If I'm not there, she has to cover for me.
Right.
So we will try our best, but you will have fun.
Important.
We also wanted to mention that we have the registration in Spanish if anybody needs, you know, translation or anything, we make sure that we wrote the registration was translated in Spanish, so
awesome.
People have no problems with that.
Do you want to give that information in Spanish as well?
Por favor. Pueden llamar a la línea de nosotros, Dentistry from the Heart. El teléfono es 727-849-2002 y pregunten por Michelle o Diana.
Thank you so much. Michelle has been in here, Diana, thank Catherine, you. And Dr. Beth this morning. Thanks for joining us, and I can't wait.
Thank
please
you for
come,
having us.
Let's come back and talk about the event when it comes up in February as well.
Oh, please. I'll be more than happy to do that.